Hi, guys. It's the High Guys Podcast. We high. I hope y'all is too. We getting it started, man. It's lit. It's late night.
DJ Daryl.
You hear me? DJ Daryl is in the building, apparently. But as we usually do, we on here. We about to talk about some shit. We about to get into some shit. So, yeah. To pop it off, just to start it off, to get the conversation rolling, because we're going to talk about sex and we're going to talk about relationship sex and what's a good amount for a session and what to keep the sex life of a relationship interesting. But to start off, we're going to talk about like a question that I posed to a group earlier on this week of what's the oldest woman you've talked to and possibly had sex with and or fucked, and what is the oldest woman that you think you would talk to now or you've ever talked to? It's your boy, That Worm Guy, too. Follow us on everything, too. That Worm Guy, High Guys Podcast, all that shit.
Go ahead, Daryl. You can kick it off. DJ Daryl.
Go ahead, though. My bad. I was slipping on some shit. I need somebody to give me a kickstart.
Go ahead. Get him his kickstart.
Well, fuck Daryl.
All right. Put some respect on that. Put some respect with a K. Respect.
That'd be like a 7-year difference.
That ain't
okay. So she was 7 years older, right? Correct.
Yeah. She was seven years older than you. Okay.
Yeah, he hit it with the correct, and he got turned out. Look at him.
No,
Twan was a young man. He didn't know what was going on. She was like, "Pull your dick."
You got to elaborate on this a little bit.
Who, me?
Yeah, you got to elaborate on this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was she dramatically 7 years older, like she acted older, like there's hella older. Oh yeah, you gonna have to explain this. Did she take you out for coffee or something? Like how did it just go off at the club?
Oh,
bought you a drink.
No details, but I can't give too many details.
Nigga, why not?
Just you gotta get like just bruh, how did it pop off? Man.
No, I can't.
Was it at a club? Was it at work?
I can't. Giving
she met you in the office. She met you in the office. Hey, baby.
I wish I could. I swear, I wish I could, but I can't. I can't give you details. So, but 7 years older, and it was some good shit.
Okay. What Rado's getting at is like, all right, she was older than you. Did she have more experience than you? Did she have a different attitude than maybe a woman your age?
Surprisingly, like, she got me. I'll say this. That was my first time actually doing like legit BDSM, like dom some shit.
That's what we're trying to get at, right? Not,
exactly. Man. And they said he can't talk about it.
That's it. That's all of these.
Okay, you don't gotta say her name, nigga. You don't have to put her.
I'll say this: her Instagram. Looking at her, you wouldn't think she was into that type of shit.
Okay.
So, but
best ones, right there.
Right.
And that
she's a freak.
That's about it.
Girl, right there is a freak. She's a freak.
Hey, Daryl, what you got?
Girl right there's a freak.
You had plenty of time to think.
Exactly.
I still want to think. Hold on. You know what I mean?
He's about to go out and rob people, everybody.
In the middle of the show.
You have to pull a ski mask down.
Damn, DJ Daryl. Is that what DJ stands for?
I had to go outside.
Dirty job,
Daryl. Dirty job.
Nigga about to get me in trouble. Nigga.
Hey, how you gonna get in trouble about sleeping with somebody old? We ain't telling you.
Old, though.
We ain't telling you. to tell
we
you.
We talking about past experiences.
Yeah, I'm basically
trying to get like your idea on like, first of all, the oldest woman you've talked to.
I had an old ass bitch.
Hold on. And then kind of just trying to okay, go ahead.
I done had a lot of older bitches, you know what I'm saying? Like, but y'all talking about the oldest bitch. It was at my job. It was this Haitian bitch, this little light-skinned Haitian bitch. She was married and shit.
But I never older, man. Like how
this bitch.
How much older than she was?
She was French and how
many
Haitian.
How many years older than you were?
She was like 50 something, man. You 50, know what
okay.
Saying?
Yeah, you was in your
20s.
You was in your 20s?
I was like in late 20s, like maybe like 20, 26, 27.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Man, she was
26,
like,
27, and she was about 50s. Okay.
Yeah, bro. But you know, she was one of the 50-year-old bitches that still had it together, though. You know what I'm saying? Well put together bitches, not right. No sagging, no nothing. Straight from the fucking, oh my God, bro. Like, and she loved me, bro. I don't know what it was. She just fucking loved me. And I guess her dude went out of town for a couple of weeks on some business shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was like, yeah, she was hitting.
I've been living there for a couple of weeks.
She was hitting. No, she had a kid that was damn near fucking close to my age, nigga. So it was fucking weird, bro. I'm like, bro, I went to one of my coworkers was retiring, and it was a little retirement party, and I slid up there. She was there. It was a fucking. I forget what city, bro. One of the white towns, like Livermore, Pleasanton, or some shit. Went to a little club called, it was like Boom Shakalaka, some dumb shit like that, bro. I forget, blood, but it was like a little OG crowd. It was hella OG white bitches that were fucking too, bro. I was like, what the fuck, nigga? I'm like, oh, they owe me. Who's this nice, handsome chocolate man you bought to get a fucking bar? Like, I'm over here fighting off old hoes and shit, nigga. Anyways.
Well, that's what I'm saying. About.
Yeah, this bitch, blood, nigga. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I'm experienced in a motherfucker. But this bitch, she put some voodoo on my ass that day, boy. I was like, bro. Like, I had gotten to the car with her. You know what I'm saying? We was chopping up after the bar, like, after all my coworkers and shit kind of spent off where they was doing their own thing. I'm sitting in the car, nigga. She just, like, because I used to talk to her, like, damn near, not like a mom per se, but just like a, she used to call me like sugar and some type of language she was speaking. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, nigga, you feel me? Like, I did used to flirt just because niggas would put that on me. Like, yeah, be like, hey, bro, she lame, won't you, nigga? I'm like, man, no, she don't. And so as I got in that car, but she had this big ass SUV truck. She had a Denali. You know how big Denali is. Them motherfuckers like many houses. Nigga. I was sitting on the thing, nigga. She just reached over, nigga. Whew, I was like, oh shit. Nigga, she said, what you know, in her little accent, what you doing? Put that shit out. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, bro. I swear to you, she's so fucking thick, but she has a little dimples on her ass and shit. But I was like, oh my God, bro. And like, nigga, if she let down the back seats, nigga, I was. Nigga, she was telling me what to do though, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was gonna do what I was gonna do, but she told me what to do. It's different when a bitch tell you what to do. You don't want to be like, nah, bitch. No, she was like, nigga, this is what I want you to do. Nigga, I did whatever the fuck this bitch wanted me to do. Nigga, I didn't eat no ass though, nigga.
Yeah, you did.
You know what I'm saying?
Did. Yeah,
I did. I did eat some pussy. I got close.
He was like, eat this.
I would have did it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not bullshitting. I would have did it. Hell yeah.
He's gonna give away every damn thing.
I sure was. I don't give a shit. I do not care.
That's what I mean. Like that. And I only ask because, like, with a lot of nowadays, society will say, like, to promote, like, I understand where, like, they talk about how men want a young woman versus an older woman, but I won't, like, discredit older women because, like, that's worth an experience in itself because like, I mean, I'll let Rado say like how like
they know how to treat you, cook right, for you, they'll wash your clothes, with,
but like
they'll wash right. your clothes, nigga, iron your shit, old school, all put a crease shit. In your jeans, nigga. You know what
I ain't talked to some older chicks before, but I'm gonna let Rado say his before I talk about mine.
Shit, well, she was like 48, 49, something like that. Like Daryl, she had a kid my age too, but I was like a year or two older. White bitch. She looked like them 80s models though. She was old, white bitch, but looked like them 80s. She had the same 80s hairstyle and everything. I forget where the hell she lived at. I think it was like Santa Cruz or some shit like that, some hippie town. But she used to come down, pick me up, taking me out. We went dancing one time. I was like, I don't fucking dance, but fuck it. I got picked up, so fuck it, let's go. Like, she ain't teach me shit though. The sex was cool and good, and everything, but I ain't learned shit. I just had fun. But it was just more, you know, just exciting. Like, man, I got this old bitch, and we out. She actually had some money too, so it made it feel even better. So,
if you got an old bitch that ain't got no money, don't do it.
Yeah. She gotta have something. Yeah, she gotta have the money.
She gotta have some money.
That's a waste.
Hey, time, but the cold part is, 90% of them do got the money though.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's only worth it with the money.
Yeah. And they willing to spend like a motherfucker too, boy.
Man, and they be nasty for whatever reason. They just be extra nasty.
They ready.
Like this man, she told me she went to what's that school? That all girls school, Mills College, right? That all girls school. So she went there. That's the college she went to. I forgot what she married in, but I know she was hella smart back in the day.
I knocked the menopause off that bitch.
Hey, go ahead, man. You know how many times I did? I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
And she was a white bitch, so she was a nasty white bitch. Like, nasty. Right. Woo. Hey, I could be sitting at her house, and she'd come in and just start flipping me up. Her son in the back, and like, we both age. But I'm just chilling.
Oh, man. Please put that on the shirt. Nasty white bitch.
Nasty, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, sometimes, like if I didn't know, if I didn't bust in her mouth or something, she'd get mad.
Oh, yeah. I got one.
Like, what the fuck, bitch?
Say nothing to me. Yeah,
she get pissed. Like,
damn.
I was like, damn. I was like, goddamn. Yeah. She like, she wanted all of that. She wanted all of them.
Yeah, they be mad when you don't come. If you don't come, it's a problem.
They say, yeah, you better
it's
hurry
a
up.
Problem. Hey, the bitch should be thinking about that shit till the next time she sees you. She I can't believe I didn't make you one. I'll be like,
and she'll talk about it, and then she'll talk harder the next time. And she be even nastier that time.
Won't even be ready, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, nasty white bitch.
Hey, but
put it on the back of it. Even nastier.
The second part of your question. The second part of your question.
Yeah.
For me, like, I could date the old, the long she ain't wrinkled.
Yeah.
She kind of long. Okay.
I mean, she got a few. I don't care.
Nah, she got to be.
They going to come.
Like, say the age that you would date an older person.
Right.
So, she gotta like, date, like a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know,
that was the second part of this question. So, she had.
It depends,
gotta be
though,
fit.
Man.
Yeah, she got to be fit, and she already got to have her
bread.
She got
to be fit, and she got to look
better. Have some money.
She got to have
bread. Hell yeah.
She better have some fucking money.
Look like that chick that plays on that that Country Wayne, the gray. Which
Oh, yeah.
She got to look like that.
Yeah. She look
I don't know how old she is, but I know she's like her 10 or 50s, right? I think like
Country Wayne. Yeah, you got to see the old bitch.
Yeah.
Oh my
god. Yeah, hey,
I was about to call her around.
Country it was, Wayne, old bitch.
Old bitch, yeah. Country Wayne.
Hey, man. But she's her late 50s.
She nice.
I date her right
hell
now.
Hell yeah, I would. She got the grays and everything.
Old bitch, hey, Country Wayne.
But she got to be fit like that, though.
Is it what?
She nice.
It's Country Wayne, man. And you're going to see her. Cause she pop up on all the videos.
Yeah, hell yeah, for real. But Country Wayne be having some bitches on that motherfucker. Man. Like all these baby mamas. Is fucking...
Hey, yeah, he do.
You know what I'm saying? I be watching that nigga. I be sitting there watching this nigga page until I catch up on shit. Cause that nigga be having some storylines, but cause I be like, damn, I done been through this. This is funny as hell.
You know what I mean? Some real life shit.
That shit is crazy, man. He had the crazy white bitch one time too.
Yeah, go ahead and answer the question now.
Oh yeah.
What's the oldest for you?
Right, because I like
you know, Warren had an 80-year-old.
like y'all saying, honestly, if she's 80, is she 80? Is she fit? Yeah, how like I don't know how she's gonna be 80 and fit, but like if she's
disgusted. fucking pussy falling out.
Look, look, man. Look,
I'm gonna say out this. The frame, nigga.
I'm gonna say
go
this.
Ahead, my bad, blood. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say this when I was.
Look, look. That's when you know a nigga that fucked up when he gotta tell you, like, hold on, black.
I'm gonna say this because I'm talking
about this nigga leaned up to some shit.
Y'all niggas trying to make it sound like y'all niggas trying to make it sound like OG, that bitch,
like a 10 man.
Y'all niggas is picturing an OG ass bitch with a fucking knitted fucking blanket over her leg and a wheelchair, like some gross niggas. And I just said a fit bitch, and y'all niggas like, hell no, she fucking sitting on a rocking chair.
She gonna be like,
and sewing some shit.
Out, baby.
Like, you trying to get this head, and I'm like, hell no, not that bitch. I'm being ridiculous to the point, but I am saying, like, nah, when I was in my 20s, yeah, I was like, I was talking to this bitch that was like 50 something, and when I started talking to her, like, I saw her at this event, like, I had met a bunch of bitches there, I got a bunch of bitches numbers there, and like, I saw her because she was hella thick, and y'all know me, my weakness is a hella thick bitch, so I saw her. It's like, start chopping up with her, and then we start talking for a little while, and we was going out and stuff. And for the minute, I wasn't even thinking about it because I was just thinking about like how thick she was. And then I started clapping them cheeks, and it was like, it went for boy. This was probably one of the thickest chicks I had been with because she was stupid thick. And when like I was thinking about that and us going out, I wasn't tripping off the fact that like, nigga, she is hella old, like, for my age. And that's what started to make me think about, like,
how old was she?
She was probably, like, 50-something. So she was, like, I think, like, 52, 54. And I was, like, maybe 26 or so. Like, when I had started talking to her and we was going out and going to the movies and shit, I wasn't even thinking about it, but like she'd be getting her ticket with a senior discount, and I'd be like, "Damn, bro, I'm out with this chick, and she getting senior discounts and shit." And then she kept talking about like, "What would my mom think when like when she meets her?" And I'm like, "You're not gonna meet my mom. What are you talking about?" Not to be an asshole, but about it, but I was like, "What are you talking about?
Your mom would beat your ass."
Exactly, because I was like,
"She know you said mom would beat your ass though."
But
she's in that situation. She's
lining up for that. And I was like, come on now. You don't think that like this is going to be that type of thing. And then like what really started fucking it off of me was the fact that she started talking about like, let's have a sex jar. Like every time we have sex, let's put some money in a jar and we'll plan for like a trip or some shit. And I was like, what the fuck, bitch? You awesome. What the hell? And then, like,
I'd have been blowing that bitch back out. Took that money every time.
Watched too much Sex in the City. That sounds like some shit.
Yeah, the last time I was about to do it, I took the whole jar and then got up out of there.
My jar, bitch. Yeah.
But just like y'all saying, she was paying for everything. She was paying for like dinners and all that shit. She like bought me some clothes and shit. She bought me this clean ass watch. I ended up selling it, but like it was a nice watch. But like, that experience in itself was worth it just for just being like, not just like how Daryl was saying, like, you know, definitely sometimes like you'll be an older chick that could teach you some shit, but then to have an older chick and
it's like a different ball game.
Right,
you know, it makes you like you cool, like you make you more cooler. Like, oh, I'm not
right.
Old bitch.
But then to feel like you have the type of game, so to speak,
to
of like being
bitch.
Able to talk to this woman who's talked to guys who are older than you.
Yeah, that's supposed to have the
game.
You
would think that have more game than you, but like no. And then also, then you have more sex game than them because like, bro, when I was clapping them cheeks, she was like, she ain't never had it like this. And I was like, bitch,
you lying.
Some nigga ain't clapped your cheeks. I some nigga done clapped your cheeks like this?
Nigga, if I was in my 50, I'm still gonna clap. Like, I clap now.
Exactly.
Like, well, hold on, bitch. Hold on, bitch.
It always
let me show you something.
Like, these bitches ain't getting it how they supposed to be getting it out of here, man. I always felt like I had to represent, man. I had to represent not just for me, but my generation, my age group, my ethnicity, my type of guy. Every time I was clapping some cheeks, so I say all that to kind of say, like, to get back to the question. It's really just to ask if you did like meet, like, say, an older chick. I'm not saying 80 like this nigga Daryl saying here, but I'm saying, say, like, a 60 year old chick who's kind of like put together, fit and all that shit, ran into you in a grocery store, and you didn't know how old she was, but you know, you saw her, y'all start chopping it up, and then got her number, and then you find out later she like 60 or something. Would you keep talking to her, or would you think, oh, she's hella old, I'm not trying to talk to her? Because like I said, in today's society, most people are saying, like, it's weird when they really talk about it, it's weird when older guys talk to younger women. But I mean, older women are talking to younger guys too. So I mean, is it weird, or like, how do y'all feel about it?
I mean, well, for me personally, like I said, if she looked like that chick from Country Wayne, I'm on her. So regardless of how old she is, if she in her 60s, I'm on it. And long as she cool and we having a good time and she ain't acting hella old and wanted to go to sleep in hella early and shit, then I'm cool. But if she get to acting like she got to watch her slow.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't cool with that shit.
Nigga just came. Golden Girl. Hey, he can't just gloss over that, though. Nigga, that nigga said a bitch can't be willing to go to sleep early.
Early, yeah. Hey. Like, I ain't trying to be laid up in the bed.
She talking about his nap time.
Hey, nigga, as long as she do what she got to do before nap time, nigga, it's good. You need some sleep, baby. You know what to do,
right? Cause you saying like, gonna, you want to have?
She gonna call it the Johnson. Let me see a Johnson.
Like that, nigga, I'm cool. Like, nigga, she can't act old either. Nigga. She can't think of that old shit either.
Oh yeah, that's what you said.
Pull that Jimmy out.
Pull that thing out.
She gotta be like weed in the water.
Pull that thing on out.
Nah, she gotta be
weed in the water. She usually is. Bring that dick over here, baby. Hell no, nah, bitch. You just suck a whole Negro spiritual. I'm leaving.
Yeah, nah. I'm out of here.
Go ahead. Pull that neck on out of there.
I'm gone, bitch. This bitch.
Come on, get behind
Grace.
There. Come on, get behind there, boy. Come on.
Hell yeah, that's out, nigga. I can't
get on,
do that.
Get on behind there. Don't hurt yourself
put
now. Don't hurt yourself
little,
when you get back there.
Put a little lotion on my knees. Yeah, I'm good. Hell no, nigga, I'm done.
Her back smell like peppermint.
Put a little Bengay on that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
I have my limits.
Y'all didn't ask a question though.
But yes, that scenario. OG check. But I see what you say, Redo. You want to be able to, like, if you gonna talk to her, you want to be able to still do regular shit.
Yeah, regular shit.
Y'all dating. You don't want to fucking have to go to dinner.
But that's like a compromise though. Like, if you fucking you looking for an old healthy bitch. Like, I mean, like, nigga, just,
but yeah, that's
in
if
general.
It's not, if it's not possible, fair enough. But like, if it is, that's the question.
Yeah, that's the only way I do it.
And that's the way.
I think we got the same answer. She gotta been taking care of herself. Nice fit. You know,
you'll get a breast lift or something.
Yeah, right. She
got herself,
man,
put together.
Exactly,
she's doing herself well. She got money.
Exactly,
she's doing all right for herself.
Exactly,
and you
like I bang out Janet Jackson.
Right. Oh yes.
Like right now, just because she put together.
Oh, right. Yes.
So you got to be put together. It is everything.
But then they're also talking about, like, if you got to do, like, you got to let some things go. Like, what if she do, like, after y'all done did, like, maybe a week-long stuff, week-long events and activities and shit on that Saturday night when y'all supposed to be watching a movie, she doze off in the movie, is you gonna be
I'm good with that.
I doze off in the movie.
Hell yeah, because I'm tired. See, we better not be sitting there watching TV and 2 minutes in, she's sleeping every damn night on the couch.
This nigga said, bitch, you gotta tooth that shit up tomorrow. That's what I was talking about.
I can't, she gotta be like, man, like, I still gotta get
her out.
Like, hey, wake your ass up.
Hey, Betty, get your old ass up. Tooth that shit up.
Trying to crack some shit.
Betty, her name. Your old ass up. You better change that name. She better get her.
What if her name is Gertrude?
This shit gonna be Geraldine or some shit. Like, Margaret, nigga.
Marmalade.
Can't have none of those names.
You better get the molasses out your ass and come on and
what's your name?
My name is Perfume.
Nah, I'm good.
Fuck. Hey, what's that African bitch from Coming to America? Star Zane or some shit like that. That shit. Oh, man, bro.
All right, man. So now, with that being said, I feel like we've given a lot of game on how to be like, if you're going to live a single life and just be popping around and fucking a lot of bitches. But we hadn't given a lot of game to like the types of niggas that's in relationships and trying to keep the sex life interesting, because what happens in a lot of relationships, which sucks, is when you get in a relationship and because y'all together now, y'all don't feel like the sex is like as hot as it was when y'all first was fucking. So what do you do to keep the sex hot like that and keep your girl satisfied, keep yourself satisfied? And what is, in your opinion, a solid session, like time wise, like performance wise, what like you feel like is gonna keep sex interesting?
I'll let y'all go first on that one.
Well, I'll go first and fuck it, because this is what I feel like. All right, this is what I feel like is a solid session. And it's really based on kind of like a bit that I do, but it's also based on kind of the mentality that I feel like sex is. I feel like sex should be like 8 minutes, eight solid minutes, where it's just 2 minutes of finger stuff, 3 minutes of mouth stuff, and then 3 minutes of dick. And then that's it, clapped it, that's done, go to bed. And y'all get enough time to be able to enjoy yourselves and still be able to go off and do whatever activities y'all got. Or you may be going to bed. So it may sound like for most people who think that sex is going to be like, it's going to be like hours and hours and fucking hell and all night long type shit. That is in some cases what people have. But like for the majority of people, I don't feel like that's how much sex they having. For the majority of people, like, the average nigga who apparently all these females are talking about when they'll post about how niggas don't know how to make them come or niggas don't know how to make them have an orgasm and shit, but they still fucking these guys who out here just beating the cheeks for for 5 minutes and then he busts and then they go to sleep. I'm saying in them 8 minutes, honestly, it's only 8 minutes because it's a solid 8 minutes. The finger stuff, she came off of that stuff. The mouth stuff, she came from that stuff. The dick, she came from the dick. After coming however many times in 8 minutes, she don't give a fuck how long it's been. She's like, wow, this nigga's amazing. Like, what else can he do? And honestly, if you continue after that, it's like you Hercules. But it's like, after you make your girl come, it's really like whenever you want to finish, because she's almost feeling the same way of like, wow, this nigga's amazing. When are you gonna come? Cause like I'm ready to make you come because you done did your thing. So that's how I look at it.
Well, I guess I go, for these niggas don't know how to go.
Nah, they don't.
So a good session is about 20-25 minutes. That's a good session. I don't give a damn if you
I agree with you.
Licking or fucking if you could get that 20 minutes on whatever you're doing, she better have came in that 20 minutes. If she didn't, oh well. That's on you, bitch. Anything more than that, that's a bonus. So if you could go an hour, hey, that's cool. That's fine.
Right.
Go for it. But if you ain't got to, a good, nice session, 20, 25 minutes. 30 minutes, you really pushing it. That's just like, you know, you must have had a little extra drama juice or some shit. a little more steam to blow off. But if you're looking for that good session, that's all you need. I don't give it. If you want to just finger for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, hey, if you can get her coming, you don't want to hit.
Exactly. Hey,
get it. You might not want it that night.
Right.
So it's up to that nigga. And what was the other question?
So I mean, it's that, and what you think makes sex interesting while you're still in a relationship? You're still with somebody who you kind of, you know, you've done the same stuff from the back, like from the front, her on top, all the wild shit. But now, like, what's to keep it hot?
I mean, you gotta do it in the nasty. You gotta do the nasty stuff at that point. Like, you gotta be outside, just rocking up behind her and just throwing up against the wall, you know, and just taking it outside.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yep.
Go to the backyard.
Yep.
Hey.
Get it wild.
Yep. Get wild.
The draws at the dough, huh?
Get the draws at the dough.
Be at the dough.
It's coming soon.
Nigga said, hit it nasty. What was going on?
Hit it nasty.
You gotta do. You know, you gotta let your imagination go wild after you hit it too many times.
Get nasty.
If you don't get nasty, it's a wrap. You might as well just hang it up. Cause sex,
I'll tell you, man.
Nasty is where it's at.
It's gotta be. You gotta get nasty. You gotta get nasty. And like us, I feel you. Like 20 minutes is probably like the norm for most people. So like if
25
and 20 minutes of nasty sex, like that's what's gonna keep it live. That's what's gonna keep it lit. Don't keep doing the same like positions in the same order.
Yeah, and change it up. And
keep that plainness to it, because then it starts to get boring. Then she starts to predict you and be like, oh, here you go. He going to turn me over and do it from the back. And then you're going to do the same lame-ass fucking sounds.
You make those sounds, don't hit it from the back. If that's how you're going to sound, do something different. Like, you can't do that. As a nigga, you shouldn't want to do that.
Before Tuan and Daryl like get their answers on the first two questions, I do want to ask this now too, like, to keep sex like interesting. You as a man, should you make sounds as a man? Like,
hell yeah. Nigga, when I'm getting hit, I'll be over there. Ah, oh shit! They like that shit.
Yeah,
they like it.
They like them know they're doing it.
Okay,
it depends.
Makes them want to try harder.
But hey, but it depends on the dude, and it depends on like your tone. If you ain't got the right tone, don't say nothing.
Right.
If you don't,
that's like high pitch. Right.
That's the thing.
Nigga be over there.
Oh, that's how you what's being said. Because like you just said, a nigga can't be hitting for the baby.
Yeah, you can't be getting sucked. Like, so some weird shit like that. You're like, nah.
Okay.
Cut it, bro.
So it's got to be.
What if that's almost him being himself? Like,
you better keep that shit in.
Keep that shit in, bro. We've like, hey, if we're going to tell y'all anything, keep that shit in if you say
like, so y'all,
that just throws the vibe off. So you fucking
hey, you still got to have a certain confidence about yourself when
exactly,
you're doing
so,
that
yeah,
shit.
Don't
figure out the different shit to say.
You just can't let it loose. You gotta start talking after that.
You gotta
suck that shit, bro. You gotta suck that shit.
You can't talk if you still ain't got the tone. You don't talk either.
Right.
You don't say shit.
Don't say some weird shit.
Yep. Don't be weird. Don't say no weird shit.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
don't go full King Kong.
Yeah. Vagina's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, but in all serious, man, I feel like a fuck session, how long it's lasting, I think it's situational, yeah. bro. It's situational, bro.
Yeah, you feel that. Yeah,
it's right. Like every time ain't gonna be the same time. Like, let's say you trying like to wake quickie. You waking up in the morning, y'all both gotta go to work. It's, yeah, like, hold on, bitch.
Quick joint.
Like, usually I'm already big up anyway. You feel me? You gotta piss. You might as well turn to the side, bitch, lift that leg up. You know what I'm saying? And get it in. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know what I'm saying? A good little 15, average, 20.
Them quickies ain't average.
If we're just talking about it, okay, all right, but still, what I'm saying is still situational. So let's say maybe y'all go out for a night, night out dancing or some shit like that. Nigga, you're going to be talking about it anyway. You're like, I can't wait to get your ass home, girl, about the woom, woom, woom. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be like a little good little 30, 45 minutes. Cause it's going to be a lot of little shit going
on. That time. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you feel me?
Part of foreplay.
So are you including foreplay into the
I mean, it depends on how much foreplay you want to do. I'm just saying,
like a general question.
Bro, like 30, 45 minutes, yeah. I'm just...
Are we talking just straight penetrating?
Straight penetrated.
Yeah, how long?
Because you're going to be on alcohol, whatever you're doing that day. You're going to be off a high, just off basically situation. Y'all might have had a good-ass date.
Like, you at least the average, man.
You at least want to get a bitch 45.
Of straight
40,
fucking.
45 minutes, you know
straight
what I'm saying?
Fucking, straight fucking.
Like, especially after a good-ass night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like... See, it's you know, I'm gonna try to take my time. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna already be numb off a lot of shit anyway.
3 minutes, like I said, 3 minutes.
See,
3 minutes of dick.
I need to look at some shit. I need to. I mean, I hear you. That's a quickie, nigga. You talk about some morning shit.
Oh, I'm proud though.
I can't do 3 minutes. I need a good.
Nigga, that's 20 seconds right there. She can't handle that. 3 solid minutes pounding.
Oh, what's your
I don't know, nigga. Shit. Like I said, they
flip her around.
90 minutes.
Okay, see?
90 minutes.
But 90. It's some chicks out there that feel like, yeah, I could go that long, but in all honesty, I feel
in bows.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
People feel like that because they
don't even give you a chance to recoup, nigga. You be like, hold on, bro. Be sucking you till you be soft. They're gonna be sucking your soft shit for about 5 minutes till that shit come back up. They gonna keep going.
Hey, that's the best time. Hey, if you do that for me, man, I'm ready. Let's go.
Right. I'm like, shit.
Hey, then that's gonna turn into that hour and a half. Yeah. And then if I bust again and then I get sucked again, I'm back. I'm ready. Hey,
side note, I don't know if it's y'all, but I love some sweaty ass sex, bro. Like, just fucking hot. Just fucking everything. I mean, that motherfucker, like, let's say you're in a whip or something, car or something, you just, nigga, windows fogged up, nigga, you just get out, give me your salty ass titty, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking, I'm going in.
But that's how he keeps it interesting.
Like, that's another little thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta do a lot of different shit, bro. You gotta have that I don't give a fuck attitude. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bitch, I get caught by the police right now, knee deep in your shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't none of that fucking, somebody walking by. You better keep sucking. You better keep bouncing.
I ain't gonna lie, I like public shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so that gets you off quick, right? You don't 90 minutes.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know why. Just knowing, like,
I did that shit at a
Because
I want some of that, you know. Yeah. So yeah.
Cause I was at a wedding and like nigga, this bitch was like, nigga, this little Mexican bitch was woo woo. Telling me like, hey, meet me in the bathroom. Like, we get to the bathroom, hella people coming out the fucking bathroom. She was trying to do it in the girls' bathroom. She's coming through. Nigga, it was too many though. We was at a wedding, nigga. Everybody dressed up. Nigga, I seen this little maintenance closet or anything. I was like, let's go over here. What's the room? Nigga, we go to the maintenance closet. Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I just came like 5 minutes. Nigga, I ain't never had a bitch just suck me like that, nigga. And I'm just, because it was a rush. Like, soon as I bust on this bitch, nigga, this Mexican dude came in with an apron. Boom, came Whoa. Through, nigga, trying to get some shit from the supply room, blood. I'm like, oh, shit. Sorry, I had my shit up. You know what I'm saying? We had to pose and shit like we was doing some other shit, yeah. blood, but I was
yeah.
like,
I ain't gonna like, pose some shit, nigga. You got nut all over it.
Because her head was turned this way. It was turned this way, so that she he couldn't see her face. So it was just like, bro, I had to kneel down and shit. It was like, yeah, what the hell? Left. I think he knew what was going on, though, bro.
Yeah, of course he did.
Nigga, you know what I'm he didn't know. Yeah. Y'all
yeah. Fuck, yeah. Yeah. I just think he didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it was a supply closet, but if I didn't realize, I think it was like a kitchen or some shit. Like when you walk through, you go to the left, it's hella shit. But I guess it was still a walkthrough. I didn't even see that shit, but I just seen the fucking door. Then I went to the left, bought the bitch in, and went through one, did what I did. You know what I'm saying?
That's part of the, you know, keeping y'all life going.
Hell yeah, you gotta keep
some
fresh,
spontaneous shit like that. That's that hot shit. That's that.
At the same time, I know people may not agree, but like, I mean, obviously, niggas need sex every so often. It's like going like a little a no sex hiatus with your bitch, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you need time to step away and recoup and regather your feelings and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all gonna be mad as hell at each other for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you may risk more other shit when you ain't doing what you gotta do, but if you risk some shit and then she don't do what she do, then she ain't the one, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, you need to, sometimes you gotta regather that energy, blood, and you feel me? When you're ready to go, you know, when you're ready to have that intimacy again, you know what I mean? Take her out. Take her somewhere. You feel me? You know, and do what you got to do. Banging out at the end of the day. Maybe you know, see where you stand at. You feel me? Because when you can't just keep fucking something every fucking day and thinking this is going to be the same as this when y'all was fucking 21. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you gotta take breaks, bro.
Trying to give them 3 minutes now. I don't feel like
or even if you doing that, you are gonna get some new pussy. Ain't nothing like new pussy. I tell you that, bro. Nothing like
new pussy.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I'm just giving you a situation.
We're talking about
how do you keep the relationship going? You keep talking about new your pussy. Girl pussy.
And when I say new pussy, I don't mean I'm getting pussy. I'm just telling niggas.
But right,
ain't nothing like new pussy.
We're talking about yeah.
Okay, so we just talking about keeping it interesting without getting new pussy. Yeah. All I'm saying is sometimes it's good to take a little break, go on a little hiatus, bro. Right. Just talk to her, maybe. I mean, get it, like mentally. You feel me? Like instead of physically all the time, because it's too much physical. It's sometimes ain't a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
How you feel, Twan? I don't think we got like really what you feel like will keep it like the sex life interesting. Not particularly your sex life, but just a sex life.
Shit, y'all said everything already. I mean, just do different things and different scenarios, different locations. Just be spontaneous. As much as possible.
Dress up and shit like that.
Shit, just try some different positions it all together, you know, like experiment. I don't know. A lot of shit.
What position has a nigga not done? Can you think of a position you've never done?
Wheelbarrow.
Pile driver. Yeah. I'm gonna try that.
Like put the bitch between your legs and pick this bitch up?
Nah. So like I can't even about to explain this shit. All right, so the bitch like kind of like
so the bitch. You sound like Debo. The bitch.
She you roll her back right on the ground, right? Like her, you know, she kind of like on her upper back, legs up in the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of like face her, you can either face her or, you know, like you face in opposite directions, or you can face the
cow driver.
Yeah, right. Then you just drop that dick in there and that pussy. And
you ain't never did that?
Nah, dog.
I've never done that. No, this ain't me talking shit, but I've never done that.
I've never done that.
Hey, you want to do it?
I'm going to do it.
Damn.
That's on my to-do list.
That is a aggression release position.
Yeah.
Because, nigga, when I get in that, nigga, I be trying to bitch on my I was mad at you. I'm about to break that ball.
To clarify, you talking about like a bitch like she rolled up, right?
Yeah,
like her ass is kind of in the air.
In the air,
I know what you're talking about. So I just made, like
you about to break her damn neck.
Ain't about to break her neck.
To be able to tell, nah, she is.
Because all her weight gonna be like on her upper body.
Yeah,
not on her neck. If she on her neck, nigga, you about to kill her. You putting all your, you putting her weight and your weight.
It don't matter what you sound like when you're doing that one, nigga.
Yep. Yeah, dude, still matter.
You gotta have a bitch. Hey, if you have a bitch that take dick though. If you got a bitch that take dick, that's, you know what I'm saying? You got a sensitive one, you feel me? It's, like, because I've had a couple sensitive ones, bro. Like, it's hard for me, bro, because I got to go slow, be all sensual and shit, bro.
I'm just trying to do this shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? But you got that. That's why you got to have that one that take dick. That's part of the application process. You can't take no dick. Mm-mm. Oh, you about to turn into a head doctor, bitch. You better be able to take some dick. All women out there, if you don't know how to take no dick, you better learn. You know what I'm saying? Right. You fuck with, nigga.
How do you learn?
You better start taking it.
It's classes.
Just take it.
You said that video. It's classes. It's classes where bitches can learn how to take dick.
Because you can have the most sensitive nigga in the world. But sometimes he don't want to do that shit all the time. He just want to clap some shit. He want to pile drive some shit.
Yep,
he want to take some shit to pound town. He don't want to be sensitive all the time.
He want to fucking 3 minutes.
He want to, okay, nigga. I don't know about this 3 minute shit. But what I'm telling you is the nigga want to
press her head again.
But then again, I'm not even gonna hate on the 3 minutes because when you make it, when you really break it down, a nigga just long stroking a bitch.
3 minutes long stroking, nigga?
Yeah, three minutes? She dying.
I'm bullshitting. Right. I'm making a joke.
But you being real.
Ain't no bitch take it.
Because you got to stop and take a break. You can't just be...
Nah, he's talking about
I'm talking about a nigga that's
I don't know who's taking that. She better have that. She better have that super wet.
Take a break. He like, ain't no breaks tonight, baby.
You go bam, bam, and then you just keep that shit all the way in there. That's when you take a break.
You're doing them circles. You get all the way in. All the way in, hit them circles.
Yep. The circles.
Like, bitch, yeah.
Exactly.
What you say? What? I'm gonna stay right here. What?
And then,
What you say, bitch?
I can't believe I'm about to say this shit. But shit, I like to make my dick post. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. You'll see him jump when you make it pulsate. You're like, oh, I'm telling you. Pulsate your dick, fellas. Pulsate that shit, nigga.
There you go.
Pulsate.
All right. So now let's move into like what the session should be. Now let's talk about like, all right, you found the girl who's like down for the session, down for like whatever he is. Maybe she's a little bit older to call back like the first
old bitch. Old bitches take dick.
But
old bitches about,
like,
take
a chick that you say is like, what do you feel like is the age a man should start thinking about getting married?
Mid-30s. Mid-motherfucking 30s.
I agree.
Mid-30s.
Young. In your 20s, you're too young.
Yeah, you are a motherfucker. You still a kid.
You a stallion, bro. Yeah, you guys, it's too many pussies out there to beat up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Way too many.
You technically still a teen. Like, you were just 18 a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And your parents say, all right, there you go, get the fuck out. Now you can get bitches. So you still was a kid getting bitches. Like, you didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Man, you didn't even know who the fuck you even was. It was like, what the fuck is going on? Now I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's all. So mm-hmm. As once you get to your 30s, then your mind starts slowing down a little bit. And now it's like, all right, now I got a career. Now I'm doing something I want to do. You say, all right, now I can have a kid now. Because now you're like, all right, mentally, I'm ready for this to have a kid now. You're like, yeah, mm-hmm. now I'm prepared for this. So now it's like, all right, now it's time for a family. But anytime before your mid-30s, you should not consider, not think about it. Don't even attempt to get married. It ain't going to fucking work. Mentally, you ain't there yet.
And you're going to change.
Yep.
Personal experience, you are going to change.
Because a lot of people like you hear these older couples nowadays, oh, we've been married 40 years. They didn't tell you what the fuck they went through. Because back then, man, they used to beat bitches back then. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Look at old Henry get home, that dinner ain't on the table. He's knocking that bitch upside her goddamn head. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, these bitches calling the police. You know what I'm saying? You can't treat a woman how you used to treat them. Not saying they wasn't treated good. But at the same time, it was just too much shit going on that these bitches couldn't afford to leave a nigga. Now all these independent bitches getting their own money. Okay, let me not say bitches. All these independent women getting their own
independent
money.
Independent bitches.
You know what I'm saying? Doing what they doing. You feel me? So they don't need a nigga as the way they need them now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, it's different time. We're living in a different time. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, for me, you bet, like you said, you better not consider no goddamn marriage in your 20s. Nigga, you tripping.
Hey, but the crazy part is, even them niggas, them old niggas knew that shit, but they didn't teach us.
I mean, I'll tell you, I got an old dude right now.
Remember, like them old grandpas mm-hmm. and shit, they was like 20 years older than they wives. But that's why, because mentally, they was at the age that they was like, all right, now I'm ready for this shit. So they should have passed that shit on, but I wouldn't want to date nobody, you know, 20 years younger than me. I don't want to marry.
I couldn't do that.
Like mentally, she ain't
on you for sure.
Yeah, she ain't mentally all the way there. What I'm looking for,
he's looking at your ass as some money.
Yeah,
this nigga about to die in about 4 years.
No, we gotta be close in age, but they should have taught us that type of shit. They're like, hey,
I'm gonna poison this nigga in about 2 years.
You mentally, you ain't all the way there, so don't get married till you're in your 30s.
I feel like
I agree.
Take this nigga all the way out.
I agree.
You know who you are when you get in your 30s. You know the type of person you becoming, and you know the type of people you want in your life. I start mm-hmm. to feel like. And so when you're in your 30s, you should also be vetting the person that you're with and not be thinking, because I knew a lot of people in college who hooked up with one person and then like fucking a few months later, you'd hear about them getting married or like engaged or some shit. And I was like, man, they rushing into this shit. We're still in college. Yeah, we're still in our early 20s.
Yep.
I was like, this is way too young to be getting married. Doesn't matter how long you've been with this person. Doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, you don't know them. Like, you got to live with somebody to know some person.
But then, I will take away that there are those rare cases where
you're right.
You know, it works out. Those are rare, but you know, like high school sweethearts and shit. So it's like,
it's not possible.
But
yeah, but that shit, you still go through hell of shit.
I mean, but no matter what, yeah. I mean, whether you're older and you with somebody or you're younger, you with somebody, you gonna go through shit regardless.
Yep.
When you're older, I think it's less problematic. Yeah. So.
I don't know, because if you older and you stuck in your ways, You know,
fair enough.
I hear that.
Like, it's gonna be never ending.
You if you're stuck in your ways, and you meet somebody, that know you're stuck in your ways, y'all got to come to some type of compromise. Otherwise, you wouldn't marry the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So it's different when you know.
It's up to y'all. Like it's on him. Like either you gonna say, all right, I know I got a problem. What you should know when you hit your 30s, like, yeah, all right, I do got a problem. Like, something wrong.
Right.
Either you fix it or is she accepted?
Because you're not even done working on yourself in your
20s. Yeah.
You're still trying to figure out who you are, see?
Yeah.
You can't be expecting, like, to get with somebody who is going to be, like, love all your quirks and everything about you. When you don't even know most of your quirks, you still trying to figure yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
So
you just went from a kid to being an adult kid.
Right.
But you might find a woman that'd be like, I love all that. I don't care. You can slap me, I'll kiss you the next second. You know what I'm saying?
But then that's
you, right?
But she's stopping his growth though, right there though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hindering them.
And that's why I said that.
Growing to being a real man. Cause that's the hindrance right there. Cause he thinking, I'm in my 20s and this is how they act. So everybody act like this. So I can get away with this shit. Like, nah, you stop that shit from the beginning. Like, so he got to mentally grow.
And that's a real woman. A real woman to do that.
Yeah. Like, man, supposed to be accepted. No dumb shit.
Now, and to say even to what you was talking about, Twan, like the high school sweethearts or the people who do actually get together and figure out really early on or quickly that this is my person, this is who I'm going
to guarantee you they'd cheat about 10 times.
I won't even go there, but like but to kind of lead to that is what does happen in a lot of those cases. People feel like, you know, what did I miss out on? This is the only person I've ever been with. So what experiences could I've had with like what somebody my friends else have told me about, like the escapades that they had where they just had some random, like they went to a wedding and got sucked off in the back supply room. I want to get that. And now that I'm with my girl and this is just us, can I even get that? So, I mean, in a lot of cases, people who do get in those relationships really early and the ones that do work, I don't want to discredit those ones, but the ones that like the majority tend to be like, some cases feel like they, I don't want to say majority either, but like some cases it could end up being a feeling like somebody feels like they missed out in some way, or somebody feels like, you know, not so much shortchanged is probably the bad word for it, but they, yeah, kind of feeling like, you know, this is the person I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. And we was just talking about like how to keep the sex game like hot. Like if
they got to really keep
it. Yeah.
If you got to come over.
Right.
God, it's a, like that's a, like I guarantee you, like no matter what, if they don't get the shit together, like everybody can say, yeah, they worked out, but they ain't gonna work out when they damn in the 80s and 60s and shit. Somebody gonna get the fuck out of that relationship.
Yeah.
Either that or they're gonna be stressed the fuck out and they die early. Cause there's no way you're gonna be happy with that shit. One person. And y'all done tried every damn thing, and that's it. And you got, as a nigga, you got niggas saying like, man, I did this shit. And niggas like, damn, I ain't even never did that. And when she said, well, you ain't gonna never do it with me.
Right.
And then what you supposed to do? You just supposed to say, fuck, I can't do it.
This bitch gotta get her ass
whooped. I know, you know. like niggas like doing it in the ass now. That's like a comedy.
Yeah.
So what this nigga see a video or his partner like, man, I got, man, this man. Bitch is picking up the ass. This nigga like,
you gotta fuck these hoes in the ass, bro.
Yeah, and this nigga's like, man, I want to do that shit. And this girl's like, nah, we ain't doing that. And that's the only chick he ever been with. So that shit ain't gonna never pop back in his head when he get older and older. Nah,
if he ain't gonna cheat, he gonna buy it.
He
gonna do something. 9 times out of 10, he gonna buy it. Yeah. It's like he don't no strings.
No strings, and he don't have the kind of game that'll be.
But
like,
then again, they be them niggas that be trying to be faithful, and be in at the job, and the bitch just offer it to him. He'd be like, "Nigga, I'm not turning this down."
There you go.
I ain't turning this shit down.
Right there, you can't be happy.
He said she wanted in the booty.
But that's not. But that's not happening for the majority of these.
No, not at all.
The majority of these guys. It gotta be like, what dude don't think about doing something wild that his girl don't do, and she ain't gonna do it because she ain't experienced in doing it.
I've had it. No, well. Mine now.
Like, what if
I can't even say what I want to say.
What if she don't suck him right, and then he knows like,
that's,
hey,
a,
like,
that's
like,
a problem.
This ain't right.
Dude, that's a problem.
All the point.
But when those like that, they gotta be willing to listen, like, and they gotta be willing to learn. Sucking. If you got one that ain't willing to learn, you got.
You already married though. They already married. They hired. They already.
I would have married. I would have married.
That's why you gotta do the.
We get a divorce right now.
You gotta figure out who you
tomorrow,
are, what you
bitch.
Want in a
relationship. Like, yeah, so I keep saying, like,
you
gotta
sucking dick, right?
You gotta be at a certain age as a dude. Yep. You gotta
get the papers ready. You need them papers.
Yeah, you gotta be sexually compatible. Man.
Yeah.
Today, that's a big thing. That's number two for me. Compatible. Number two for me.
Why number two? What's number one?
Number one.
Oh, she got to be smart, nigga. She got to have her mental right, nigga, for me to fucking try to attempt to, like, if I can't have a conversation with you, if I can't be your friend, like, not a friend, but, you know what I'm saying, able to
just
communicate. I can't do it, because, you feel me, like, otherwise.
Are you talking, like, an adult conversation or any kind of conversation?
Oh, adult conversation, for sure. At this age, bitch, you better be able to have an adult conversation.
That's some personality.
She's like, I like Fortnite.
Oh yeah, this you gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's out.
Like I said, you know, so that's for a dude, like you gotta be in your 30s. Like for a chick, like yeah, like she could be like in her late 20s and she'd be cool. Yeah. But nigga, you for sure gotta be in your 30s. Mm. You lay like, off back, you got to be no matter what, 30s. Bitches are already, they already matured from when they 16.
Yeah.
They're already thinking like an adult already. So maybe at 21, it's already beyond whatever nigga they be thinking. So like they 26, they already full grown woman.
Yeah.
And niggas, he still ain't thinking.
Hell no.
Nigga, I can't even tell you any type of business idea I had in my 20s. Like nigga, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking about.
In my 20s. All I had, only kind of business in my mind was giving a bitch the business. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Like nigga, I was thinking about shit.
That was it. Cause like nigga, I was a fucking animal in my 20s, bro. Like I used to. Hey, y'all, I don't know if y'all remember this. I'm saying names today. I don't give a fuck.
Say names.
Y'all remember that bitch that was used to play softball named Michelle?
Oh, nigga, fuck. All right,
my bad. Her initials M. Y'all heard what I said though, the first part. But oh, okay.
Yeah, don't worry, right? Well, I'm writing today, bro.
All right. All I'm saying is, you feel me? Man, I was blasting cheeks out blood at the marina. Nigga, it was broad day. Nigga, right? I didn't even go to the back of Marina. I was on the front by the fucking restaurant, nigga. And like these niggas came outside. So it was some white boys, nigga. And the door was open and they was cheering me on, nigga. I was like, blood. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, nigga, hey, nigga. I didn't give a damn, nigga. I was in there fucking like, nigga. I'm just saying in my 20s, nigga. Like, you gotta live like that, bro. You can't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's no way. Like
mentally,
there's no way
at all.
That's what I'm saying. Because, nigga, yeah, exactly, bro. That's my point, bro. Like, because if you ain't did that, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was no way in hell I would stop you, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck, bro. I was just thinking, man, I was loving that shit.
I wasn't thinking of shit in my 20s. Like, I can't tell you one thing I thought about.
I didn't have no plans. Nothing.
Nope, nothing. No plan for not a damn thing.
Nope. All right, well, I mean, we've covered everything. We've talked for a good amount about like all these topics and everything. So I feel like this is a good spot to close it off. If y'all got any final statements or anything.
Man, sex is good. Old. old bitches, you can get this dick. Don't ever like not think that young niggas ain't trying to come get that pussy. You just gotta be in shape. Not in shape, but you gotta be mentally there. You old bitch, you better make sure you better be ready to open that face up. That's all I'm saying, man. You know what I'm saying? Be ready.
Open that face up.
Be able to take dick. Old bitches take dick. I know y'all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But okay.
Warm fit.
You know what I'm saying? You hear my nigga said the
3 minutes.
Imagine that for 3 minutes. Like I said, you gotta be able to.
If it's some good though, oh that's 3 minutes a pound. That's some nice pounding. That's,
yeah. That's I'm done. I ain't gonna be able to do it. I'm gonna tell you right now. If it's just that gushy that mac and cheese and all that shit. All
right.
I'm out the game in about 30 seconds.
That's what I'm saying too. That 3 minutes, y'all talk a shit about. Like, you can't handle it too sometimes. You be like, shit.
Honestly, I'm just, that's only first round. At second round, you can forget about it. I'm on one. Well,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's just true. You
know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want women to be like, oh, that nigga can't fuck. Oh, like, nah, bitch. I'm pushing it down. They call me DJ Daryl Fool. Anyways, old bitches can take dick. That's all I'm saying.
For sure. I mean, this was a great podcast. This was a great episode, if I do say so myself. We signing out, y'all. This was a great one. We'll smoke with you next time. Deuces.